This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
We're very happy to have with us Kevin O'Brien, who is the current president of the Half Moon Bay Rotary. Welcome, Kevin.
Great to be here with you.
The Rotary is having their annual giant fundraiser. I know historically it has a name. It's called the Magic of the Coastside, I believe. And over the years, there were different events which culminated in the annual fundraising event. But for the last several years, it's been more the Lobster Fest. And I take it the reason that that seems to be what the annual fundraiser is because it was rather successful.
Jim, it has been very successful, and we actually sort of adopted the Lobster Fest idea from the juvenile diabetes folks that ran it for several years, and when they decided they weren't going to do it anymore, we thought, well, that's a perfect opportunity for the Rotary Club to step in and do the Lobster Fest. A number of years ago, we started with Magic of the Coastside, and Magic, we had a magician and dinner and so forth, and we chose one person as the community volunteer of the year. And we did that very successfully for a number of years. But last year we thought, let's have a lobster dinner. Let's have a Lobster Fest. The people who came just loved it. We had a great time. So we thought, well, we'll do that again this year.
Well, let's talk about the Lobster Fest. Let's talk about the dinner menu, what it entails. So share that with us a little bit.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised to find out that Lobster Fest includes lobster.
No.
Actually, the Lobster Fest dinner is provided by New England Lobster Company, and it's a great, great time. Each table is just covered with paper. There's a lobster, a whole lobster placed in front of each diner, and then a pot full of potatoes and sausages and shrimp and vegetables is poured onto the table. So everyone just pitches in with their hands and has a great time and wonderful food.
Well, it sounds kind of mouth-watering already. Now, in addition to the food, there's going to be other elements to entertain people.
That's absolutely right. We have a great band, the same band that we had last year, and after dinner they'll be playing and they'll be dancing. Then we have some other fundraising activities as well.
So in addition to the money that is raised with this particular fundraiser, tell us exactly where those funds will be utilized.
Well, that's a very important question. We, as the Rotary Club, we have a fundraiser every year, and we raise funds to provide grants to other Coastside nonprofits. And the way that works is we ask them to make an application for a grant, and then we decide who gets the money. This year, we have two recipients, the Big Wave Project and then the Maiden Voyage Media. The Big Wave Project is having a Big Wave Harvest Festival on September 3rd to recognize all the people who have worked so hard to make Big Wave a reality. They need funding to put that festival on, and they also give us an opportunity as Rotarians to pitch in and help with the festival, and that had a lot of appeal for us, so that's the reason why we chose Big Wave as one of our grant recipients. The other recipient is Maiden Voyage Media, and Maiden Voyage asked for funds to support Mirror, which is a new application backed by robust clinical research that supports journaling as an effective tool for mental health and personal growth. Our club emphasis this year is on youth mental health. So we're looking for ways to focus our efforts and our resources on those types of issues.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I was looking at your website, and part of the mission statement for Rotarians in general, and I quote, it says, "Rotary members believe that we have a shared responsibility to take action on our world's most persistent issues, peace and conflict prevention, resolution, disease prevention and treatment, water and sanitation, child health care, basic education and literacy, economic and community development." So it seems like this is right in line with what you folks are out there doing. With the time that we have remaining, let's talk a little bit about the Rotary Club itself in Half Moon Bay. How long has Rotary existed on the coast side?
Rotary has been here since the 60s or 70s, and we actually have members in our club today that were founding members of the club, so they have been in the Rotary Club for an awfully long time. We currently have 35 members. We'd like to have 45, so we encourage anyone who would have an interest in doing good in the world, either in the community or internationally, to join us. We meet at the library on Thursdays at noon, and we typically have a very interesting speaker, and we have a social time for us to just get together and be with our best friends. Strongly encourage other members to come join us and check us out.
Well, that's great. Now, you've been a Rotarian for how long?
Over 20 years.
20 years. And what was the motivation originally for you? Why? Because there are a lot of service organizations doing good things in our community, for sure. What made you decide that you kind of would like to put on the Rotarian hat?
Well, I was a volunteer at the Rotacare Free Clinic. The Rotacare Free Clinic operated on Wednesday evenings to provide health care for underserved or unserved members of our community. And I worked there for 10 years as a clinic director. And one of the people who came there said, "Hey, how'd you like to come to a Rotary meeting sometime?" I said, "Sure." So I went to the meeting, and I just realized that the Rotarians are my people. So it was natural for me to join the club, and this is actually my second tour as president of the club, so I have really enjoyed my Rotary experience.
Now, of all the things that the Rotarians have done on the coast side, in addition to funding grants and giving money to other organizations that are doing good things, can you think back in your mind to any particular events that were particularly noteworthy in your mind that just gave you a really good feeling when you guys did something for the community?
Oh, Jim, that's a tough one because there are just so many. One of the things we do for literacy is every year we present dictionary, full-color picture dictionary, to every third grader in the school district. And in fact, this year when we were in the parade, one of the kids waved at us and said, "Hey, thanks for the dictionary." So it obviously has some impact. I have personally been involved in international projects in South America and Mexico, where we have gone to help communities there, work with the local Rotary clubs, and provide clean water, small business loans, clinic support for a medical clinic in La Paz, Mexico. I personally find those international projects especially fulfilling.
How did, in the remaining time we have, which is only a short time, but how did the Rotary come to be? Where did it begin? And was there an individual that actually brought Rotary into existence?
That's a great question, Jim. Over 100 years ago, a group of businessmen got together in Chicago for lunch and decided it would be a good idea to have a group to get together and exchange business ideas and so forth, but also organized to do good in the world. And the initial organizer, or credit for that anyway, goes to a guy named Paul Harris. And today we recognize Rotarians with a Paul Harris Award for contributions to the Rotary Foundation.
And there are Rotary clubs worldwide.
There are over 1.2 million Rotarians in the world in some 140 countries. We just got back from the International Convention in Calgary, and there were 15,000 Rotarians at that convention. Just gives you an idea of the strength and the impact that Rotary can have on a worldwide basis.
And the Half Moon Bay Rotary certainly has a wonderful impact on the coastside, and it will continue as you get funds to do that. And that's one reason that we all encourage our listeners to consider being at the Lob Fest, which is coming up on, what, the 23rd?
August 23rd.
August 23rd.
At the IDS, you can go online to rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com and buy tickets to the Lobster Fest, and we'd love to have you come.
Okay, very good. And thank you for coming in and sharing that with us today. Keep on doing those good things for the community.
Well, thank you, Jim. We'll certainly do our best.
Our guest this week is Kevin O'Brien, president of the Half Moon Bay Rotary Club, with information on their annual Lobster Fest fundraiser. It's just around the corner, August 23rd at the IDES Hall. Tickets and information at rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com. For the feature story of the week, this is Jim Henderson. If you are 28 years old, you were born in 1997. Ever wonder what things were like on the coastside back then? Well, through the magic of the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, we will take you there. The ride begins in moments on your one and only community radio station for the San Mateo County Mid-Coast, 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Get ready for an unforgettable summer evening filled with great food, local impact, and coastal charm. The Rotary Half Moon Bay Club invites you to the annual fundraiser, Magic of the Coastside, on Saturday, August 23rd. This lively celebration will feature a signature classic Lobster Fest dinner and raise critical funds for community programs focusing on youth mental health on the coastside. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Big Wave Project of Half Moon Bay, supporting housing, employment, and community inclusion, and Maiden Voyage Productions, which provides inclusive media programs and is launching a youth mental health journaling app in collaboration with the Boys and Girls Club of Half Moon Bay. Tickets available now at rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com. That's rotaryofhalfmoonbay.com. Early purchase is highly encouraged. Space is limited, and this event sells out fast. Magic of the Coastside, a Lobster Fest dinner fundraiser for Rotary Club of Half Moon Bay, Saturday, August 23rd.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1997.
We are turning the dials on the KHMB Time Machine back 28 years to 1997. These are the stories and events now taking place. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, El Granada resident on fire alert. Due to a rash of Bay Area fires, El Granada residents have been made aware that because of the great number of eucalyptus trees, the Highlands area is considered to be high fire risk. Deal closed for Ocean Colony Resort Hotel. Even after permits were granted 6 years ago, a proposed 50-room hotel at Ocean Colony remains unbuilt. Now with financing available, the city wants to revisit the project to make sure the permits are still valid. If so, the city council has indicated it will give the green light for construction to begin. Help sought to search for a lost plane. It's been months since a biplane crashed in the ocean off Martins Beach, but the bodies of the two passengers and wreckage of the plane have not been found. Princeton's Bill Anderson is scouring the ocean floor, hoping to find the bodies and the plane. He is using special cameras and sonar aboard his vessel, Echo Hunter. Anderson is asking for volunteers to help the crew and the effort. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I love new projects and making the most of what might look like wasted space. So here's the new fun project. Under the big corner sign at my pub, where it says Aristocrat Hotel, RV Camping, and Cameron's Pub, there's an area not being used. So we're turning it into Winnie the Pooh's Little House. with windows and a wee door, and it will be painted soon to look like the Winnie the Pooh house. Many of you all have known this from childhood. A.A. Milne is an English writer, hails from Britain, and it's appropriate to have this English writer be mentioned at our English pub property. So when you visit with your children or grandchildren, you can sit by the hammocks and enjoy a meal or a glass of wine while the kids go inside the Winnie the Pooh house. You might want to pull up one of the movies beforehand just to refresh their memories. There will be some little furnishings inside, including shelving. So any of you that have Winnie the Pooh animals, etc., books or little pictures, you might want to donate them, and we can help decorate the inside of the new Winnie the Pooh house here at Cameron's Inn. Keep calm and Winnie the Pooh on. 1997, the world mourns the loss of Princess Diana, who dies in a car accident in Paris, and her funeral is watched by 1.5 billion people around the world. Tony Blair is elected prime minister in the United Kingdom, and signs of the dreaded bird flu appear in China, where the first documented case of the jumps to humans, causing Hong Kong to kill 1.25 million chickens. 70 people, including 60 foreign tourists, were gunned down by Islamic extremists in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. Madeleine Albright becomes the first female Secretary of State in the United States history. A 1997 cost of living snapshot shows average monthly rent at $576. A pound of hamburger meat is $1.38. Loaf of bread, $1.17. A new car is $16,900. And the gas to run it has spiked to $1.22 a gallon. Oh my, can you imagine $1.22 a gallon? Popular films include Titanic, The Lost World of the Jurassic Park, Men in Black, and Air Force One. In popular music, this Florida pop vocal group is new on the scene, and they have already produced two big hits. Here's the Backstreet Boys with As Long as You Love Me.
Mm-hmm.
This artist jumped from career as a jingle writer of the famous tunes for advertising to reviving the romantic standards of popular song. Here's Jim Brickman and Colin Ray with this top five hit, The Gift.
When the snow is falling down, children laughing all around, lights are turning on like a fairy tale come true. Sitting by the fire we made, you're the answer when I prayed I would find someone, and baby I found you. And all I want
stood still, but the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. But baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful. And all I want is to hold you forever. All I need.
Join us again next week for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Clyde Hinchelwood. I'm a board member at Sunrise's Dental Health and owner of Paella Experience in Half Moon Bay. We won the 2025 Pinot and Paella Festival, and we'll be featuring this award-winning paella on September 27th at Dominica Winery in San Carlos to raise funds for Sunrise's. Please buy your tickets for the 11th annual Cooking for a Cause by visiting sonrisesdental.org. That's sonrisesdental.org.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
One of the enduring mysteries of cats' behavior is why they cover their feces after eliminating. One theory is that they're trying to hide their presence from predators, as cats in the wild are believed to do, but no studies support that idea. Another suggests that the behavior is an indication of cats' fastidiousness, but that doesn't explain fastidious cats who leave urine or feces uncovered. The real answers are far more complicated. Kittens instinctively cover their eliminations by 1 month of age by raking loose dirt over the excrement. The specific site and substrate tend to be learned from the mother cat. It's believed that the odor of the feces initiates the burying behavior. In fact, some cats will cover the feces of other cats in the household.
Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business, and to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
Feral cats usually bury their feces within their core area, the area where they spend most of their time, but do so less often in other areas. Uncovered feces tend to be found along frequented routes or on elevated areas, which may send a message to other cats about a particular cat's sex or state of health. Feral cats also tend to use multiple areas for eliminating, which may help prevent parasite transmission. It is possible that domestication has affected this burying behavior, and that may explain why some household cats don't cover their feces. Having a cover on a litter box doesn't affect whether the cats bury their feces, but it can determine whether they use the litter box. Most cats prefer uncovered litter boxes, probably because they have more room to move around and because the odor isn't trapped inside the box. In addition, cats cannot see out very well in a covered box, making them more vulnerable to being ambushed by another cat. In this case, instinct prevails. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online. KibblesandGifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hello, this is Bob Rogers, Executive Director of the Coastside Land Trust. The Coastside Land Trust is dedicated to the preservation, protection, and enhancement of our shared open space land. This includes the natural, scenic, recreational, cultural, historic, and agricultural resources of Half Moon Bay and the San Mateo Coast. We preserve and protect these shared lands by purchasing and accepting land donations and conservation easements, securing funding for land conservation, providing assistance and resources to landowners interested in protecting their land, leading numerous local programs focused on conservation, restoration, stewardship, and education, including our Junior Land Stewards Program, and free community webinars. If you're interested in getting involved or supporting our mission, please visit our website at coastsidelandtrust.org and join us in preserving the beauty and love of our coast for present and future generations.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry,
890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Today's guest host is Dr. David Antion. His health comments right after this brief message.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Now here's something most people don't know. This comes from the National Library of Medicine. Life expectancy in the United States is lower than many countries and has been for an extended period of time. In 2016, the United States ranked 34th among all countries on life expectancy. In 2016, we were 40th on the list of what is called healthy life expectancies. That is, years without diseases or disabilities. In all the nations of the world, our life expectancy has gone down. Listen to this. Life expectancy ranks below that of nearly every other high-income country and below that of many middle-income countries. This is from the World Health Organization. The underperformance compared with other peer countries is a growing cause of concern and has motivated efforts to understand what's happening and what's contributing to it. Now, here's the real issue. In 1980, the United States and comparable countries had similar life expectancies and health spending, but the trends have changed rather dramatically. The United States life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. We spend more than any country in the world and twice as much, more than twice as much, as the country whose people live the longest. That's Japan. We spend more than the Netherlands, Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, that's England, France. France only spends $6,630 per capita. We spend $12,555 per man, woman, and child in our healthcare system. And compared to Japan, only spends $5,251, and their life expectancy, on the average, you know, life expectancy, 84 years. Japan has the longest life expectancy of modern countries, of modern high-income countries, industrial countries. Japan has the highest life expectancy, with the United States the lowest life expectancy. Yet we spend more money on health care than anybody else. This is just a tragedy. Really, it is. And why? What are we doing? Are we going the wrong direction? Are we filling our people up with too many drugs that are not good for them? I have a book on my shelf called Are Your Medications Killing You? Most of your good immune power comes from your gut. And when you eat healthful, natural, and hopefully organic foods, your gut bacteria grows on that better and strengthens your gut with good, healthful things. You want to get back to the things that are right and good. Okay, that's enough of my soap opera for today, but I hope that you will take care of your health. You're the only one that can do the best job and take care of your health, and I hope you will.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics.
Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, we feature old-time Western swing and jazz music in the form of the West Coast Ramblers. They'll be at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, August 24th at 2 o'clock. Get your tickets in advance. It's a $25 donation online, $30 at the door. The West Coast Ramblers put on a great show. Step back into time and listen to jazz and swing as it was performed by legends Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, and Earl Scruggs, and the Stanley Brothers. Western swing emerged in the late 1920s and early 30s during the Depression in the dance halls of Texas and Oklahoma. Western swing gained further traction during and after World War II, and its influence spread all the way to the West Coast here. If you were a swing dancer on the peninsula back in the day, like my mom and dad, you know how fun the music is. You gotta get up and dance. Let's get you warmed up for the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows show with a few songs now. It's the West Coast Ramblers with Red Ball Whistle on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Guess I must be getting older to get that cold, cold shoulder from the one I thought so wonderful and fine. Well, I made a big mistake to catch that hot shot break and let that red ball whistle pass by my mind. Well, long kissing, sweet talking, hot, hot woman put me in this awful shape I'm in. Well, I'll never trust another as long as I live, 'cause women are so troublesome to men. I fool with love and got mistreated. Now my temper is overheated. I'm getting tired of being mistreated all the time. I've got no woman, got no dough, so I think I better go. Let that red ball whistle pacify my mind. I'm in. I'll never trust another as long as I live, 'cause women are so troublesome to men. I flew with love and got mistreated. Now my temper is overheated. I'm getting tired of being mistreated all the time. I've got no woman, got no dough, so I think I better go. I let that red ball whistle pacify my mind. Let that red ball whistle pacify my mind.
100.9 KHMB.
Mm-hmm.
It's the West Coast Ramblers on KHMB's Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, the home of great food, good times, like karaoke and open mic night. They'll be at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows on Sunday, August 24th at 2 o'clock. You just heard Long Tom Boogie on the Alamo, and we started off with Red Ball Whistle. Great band, and you can get your tickets at hmb-odd.org for tickets at the Half Moon Bay Odd Fellows. Again, that show Sunday, August 24th. Be there. I'm Mike Dale. It's Western Swing and Jazz this week on Carousel. The music genre of Western Swing defined a nation in the 20s and 30s. It really gave birth to rockabilly and even rock and roll as we know it today. And don't ever tell a purist that the music is hillbilly music. You'll be kicked out of the hall. Western Swing was designed to get you on the dance floor and really led to the country music phenomenon back in the day. Back to the music now with the West Coast Ramblers. Here's the song, I Was Locked Out, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Somebody done changed the lock on my door. I went to the back and I tried the latch, but I found out that my key wouldn't match, 'cause I was locked out. Yeah, locked out. Well, I don't know what I done, but I was sure locked out. Well, I went to the window and I tried to see just who had played this trick on me. The window was locked, the shade pulled down. Somebody done tore my playhouse down. I was locked out. Yeah, locked out. Well, I don't know what I done, but I was sure locked out. Another name's too. I yelled to my face, turn black and blue. I beg and feed just to try to get in. If I ever get in, I'll never leave. I was locked out. Yeah, locked out. Well, I don't know what I done, but I was sure locked out. If you got a good gal, you better treat her right. Don't be like me and act a fool. You be sitting on a dunce's stool. And I was locked out. Yeah, locked out. Well, I don't know what I done, but I was sure locked out.
KHMB.
They call her Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. Baby, won't you turn your dapper down? She's 5'2", weighs 100 pounds. She'll make a jackrabbit slap a hound. Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. Baby, won't you turn it ever down? I'm gonna grab me a pail off of my back fence. I'm gonna hit you over the head until you make some sense. Blamin' Mamie, that hot-falutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. Baby, won't you turn your dapper down? She'll make a musician let down his fiddle, make a bald-headed man part his hair in the middle. Blamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town. I'm telling you, man, she's a killing me. Blamin' Mamie, that highfalutin' mama. She's the hottest baby in town.
Community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's the West Coast Ramblers on Coastside Carousel. There is Flamin' Mamie. Before that, you waited too long, and we started off the set with Locked Out. I'm Mike Dale. Welcome aboard Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast, and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California. We are so blessed to have Cameron and his crew in town to serve us whenever we want that beautiful fish and chips or some beer. And they make fabulous milkshakes, too, for you teetotalers. The Ramblers will be at the Half Moon Bay Oddfellows on Sunday, August 24th at 2 o'clock. Go to hmb-odd.org for ticket information. The Oddfellows do great work along the coastside, so we ask you to support them. Your donations support their youth services and programs, and they're always giving back to the community. Now, seating is general admission, so arrive early for the best seats and get your tickets in advance. The Oddfellows Hall has great acoustics and great sight lines, and maybe you get out on the dance floor. It's the West Coast Ramblers and Western Swing, and put some into your life on August 24th. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Although education has remained an emphasis in America for nearly 200 years, what has changed the most over that period of time is the philosophy of education. For example, while religion finds no place of refuge in our schools today, such was not the case at the time of our founding fathers. In fact, when the Delaware Indian chiefs brought their youth to be trained in America's schools, on June the 12th, 1779, George Washington told them, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our way of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." According to George Washington, what students learned above all in American education at the time of the Founding Fathers was the religion of Jesus Christ.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.